You worked hard to lay the foundation for your contracting business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can keep building it up with a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And since you earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you get even more from on-site overseeing. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
We go through life without really realizing who we are. And it's because there's so many different influences, there's so many different distractions, there's so many different comparisons now. Right at our fingertips, we just go on our phone and we start comparing ourselves.
For me, I'm blessed that I grew up in the era that I grew up in.
Right.
Because there weren't as many distractions as they are right now. Just scrolling up your Instagram or TikTok will change your mood so many different times. Like, so how does somebody like, especially young people, how do you like get grounded and keep your mental focus?
I had somebody come in one day. He just came up, was like, yo, you ever thought about doing sales before? I'm like, yeah, I want some money. I'm like, cut to the chase, how much you make? He pulled out his phone and showed me his account. I told my boss, I need my 2 weeks. Because we're in a pivotal point in life right now. It's all in front of us. Right. We have to pivot, or life is going to pivot you.
Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. 4 of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books, but I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video. All right, so welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Today, we have a very exciting and important show for you. Today, we're tackling an issue that hits close to home for millions of young people, student athletes, and their life after sports. Here is a staggering statistic to set the tone. Over 33% of college athletes report symptoms of depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions after their athletic careers end. Many of them struggle to transition into the next phase of life, feeling loss of identity, direction, and purpose. But here's the thing. What if the end of their sports career wasn't the end at all? What if it was just the beginning of something greater? That's what my guest here today is going to be talking to you about. We got Jordan Livingston in the building. He knows this story intimately because he lived it. Once a student athlete with dreams of playing at the highest level, Jordan faced the devastating loss of his basketball scholarship. But instead of letting that setback define him, he pivoted, leveraging his experience to build a powerful platform for resilience, personal growth, and success. Jordan is the author of the transformational book, The Pivot Point, Mastering the Game of Life. Jordan is the author of the transformational book, The Pivot Point, Mastering the Game of Life While Leveraging Losses and Leading a Life of Victory. He's also the creator of the Resilience Training for Student Athlete Program, a comprehensive online course that equips young athletes with the tools to navigate life's unexpected turns. And here's another twist. Jordan credits his time at Vivint as one of the most pivotal chapters in his journey as a sales professional. He learned resilience, adaptability, and leadership, the same principle he now teaches to young athletes facing their own transitions. Today, we're going to dive deep, pause, into Jordan's story, explore the challenges that student athletes face, and learn how his programs are creating a ripple effect of empowerment and purpose. So, ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for my guy, my brother, Jordan. What's up, my guy? How you, man?
Peace and blessings. I'm excited about this interview because for a couple of reasons. Because, you know, as a young guy who, you know, loves the game, like I grew up, you know, playing basketball myself. You know, I got kicked out of school a bunch of times, couldn't play my last year in high school, didn't know what other options was available to me. And so because of that, you know, I stopped playing the game I love. But I will say that it put me in a position, right? It got me in a position of, like, I loved the game. Right. And so knowing you and your story, somebody who, you know, was and we'll talk about the you know, all of the depression and mental health, all of the things that happened when you lost your scholarship, but to triumph beyond that, right? To not just write one book, but you wrote two books, focusing on you and your life. But you've done something miraculous, you know, as a young 24-year-old, being able to generate six figures in less than a year. We're gonna talk about all that stuff. But before we get into all that, for those who don't know, who is Jordan Livingston?
So, first and foremost, I'm God's child. Because without him, none of this would be possible. So I give all the credit to him. Every day I wake up, I just thank God. And secondly, I just like to spread love. So I'm love. And that's the universal language. It doesn't matter where you come from. People could feel love. So I'm just trying to spread as much of that as possible. I want to give more than I take before I leave this earth. And that's who I am.
Love it. Talk to me a little bit about your journey, right? And so, you know, take us back to your days as a student athlete. You know, what did basketball mean to you? And then how did losing your scholarships, you know, like reshape the course of your life?
Basketball was everything to me, even before I was a student. Like, when I was just a kid, I mean, growing up in Trenton, I couldn't really afford, like, a nice court. So we would go to the corner store, get like a milk crate, cut the bottom out, put it on a telephone pole. And that's how my love of the game began. But then leading into school, it was amazing. Like, I had my highs and lows, but it was a vehicle. It showed me that I can get into different rooms. It showed me that I can travel the world. It showed me that I can build certain, like, relationships with, like, my teammates. My mom, me and her became even closer because of the game, because she played growing up. So it was everything to me. It was my sanctuary. It allowed me to escape certain realities that I had to face in my childhood. So yeah, that's what basketball meant to me. It was everything.
Yeah, and then you know, take us through that process of, you know, from basketball to earning a scholarship, because you was a straight A student.
Nah, not even close. So my first year as a freshman, right, it was like you said, it's kind of, we relate, because it was the off-the-court antics that kept me off of varsity. I was skilled enough to play varsity as a freshman, but it was things that I was doing off the court. Like, I wasn't taking care of business. I got into a couple fights that got me kicked off the team. So then I ended up having to transfer because I wanted to, like, chase these high-level programs and go to, like, the big-name schools. So transferring over to a private school my sophomore year, credits don't always transfer. Then you got to sit the 30 days or whatever. So I'm missing games. And then it's just like, you're going through these motions and you don't really get to like find any consistency. But fast forward, after going to 4 different high schools in 4 years, I was still able and blessed enough to receive a scholarship to a junior college called Bryan and Stratton down in Virginia Beach. So I was blessed, but I was also a kid. So I was ungrateful, if I'm being honest with you. It was either D1 or nothing. So I had a point in time right before I left for school where I was like, I was done. After high school, I was like, if I'm not going to Division I, I'm not playing anymore. That was my mindset. But luckily, I still went out there, and I'm glad that I did because I learned so much that fast forward today helped me not only help myself but help others with my writings. So I'm just blessed to be in this position that I'm in right now.
And what was the circumstances in which you you lost your scholarship, and what happened after that?
Yeah, so it was coming up on the end of the season, right? And again, I was going through the motions. I was a freshman, still young mindset, and I wasn't getting as much playing time as I would have liked to. In my head, I knew I was better than their starting point guard, but that doesn't always matter. Again, it's the off the court antics. So you got to be level headed when you're, especially like when you're a freshman. It doesn't matter how good you are. It's like, are you a leader? It's certain characteristics that coaches will look for. But I ended up getting into another altercation. And it was already rocky as far as like my relationship with my coach. So that was just like the breaking point, if you want to say, or the pivot point. So they were like, yeah, we don't think it's the best idea that we continue our relationship. I don't think you should come back, basically.
Wow.
And then at that moment, I was like, yo, like, what am I about to do? I know I can always go to another school, but this is right in the midst of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So it's no, like, I can't go take visits. It's not, the recruiting process isn't the same. I don't have as much film because I didn't play that much my freshman year. And my, like, it's my high school GPA wasn't that great.
What was it?
1.6. A 1.6, I don't tell nobody this, but I guess
for what?
I guess you're gonna tell it.
Crazy.
1.6 to six leaguers though.
1.6 means you just took attendance.
That was it. Nah, seriously, because when I was in high school, I mean, I would get into it. I would fight. I got in a couple of fights. They kicked me out of school, and it was just the point of time where I was like, yo, I wasn't showing up to school. They put me in like the night school, so it just wasn't. I wasn't all the way there.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of different reasonings, but at the end of the day, I hold myself accountable. But everything happens for a reason, because I went to a 1.6 to, like you said, earning six figures in the summer. So
yeah,
everything happens for a reason. That's why I mentioned initially, like, it's God's plan.
Yeah,
everything is God's plan.
And I definitely want to circle back to that because you said it, but you said earning six figures in a summer, so it wasn't even a full year.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to talk about that. But one of the reasons why I thought this interview would be very important, especially for my audience, is because I have a lot of young people who, you know, who watch the show, who follow me online. And I don't think there's enough conversations around mental health, mm-hmm. Specifically for Black men, right? Specifically for student athletes, specifically for those who have a passion. It's not only for student athletes, but those who have a passion, and then for whatever reasons, something happens where
right.
they can't fulfill that passion. And what are those mental things that we deal with? Whether it's depression, like
right.
if you look at it, even post pandemic, the suicide rate
it's among crazy, Ash.
Crazy,
it's crazy, Ash.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? So talk a little bit about the mental aspect.
Yeah. Well, we're blessed enough to even be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because as men, like, it's not common.
Yeah.
But you have to be somewhat vulnerable as writers.
Yeah.
To share your story. And that's what it started for me, is like, I didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I want to become an author. During the pandemic, when I lost my scholarship, I couldn't afford therapy. That was my only outlet, was writing. So I would get that same adrenaline rush when I was running up and down the floor. Whenever I would come up with like a good line, it would give me that same rush, and it would help me like release whatever worries I had. because sometimes I started to doubt myself. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't in that position?
Yeah.
So I just started to write my story out, and God gave me the idea. It was like, hey, if I can help you in this way, your only obligation now is to help others. And he always tells me every morning when I wake up, it says, I gave you a gift, Jordan, but I'm only going to allow you to keep this gift if you share it. So helping yourself isn't always like doing it for you. I feel the most alive when I'm helping somebody else. So that alone is therapeutic to me. Yeah. And like you mentioned, like it's becoming more relevant.
Yeah.
As this world goes on, it's like a lot of us are quiet, and that's not healthy.
Yeah. Suffering in silence.
No, it's not healthy at all. So that's kind of why I began writing, and hopefully like I can inspire a billion people.
Yeah.
To go ahead and share their story.
Yeah.
That's my goal while I'm here on this, bro.
Yeah, and I love it. And so with many student athletes, you know, struggling, right, with, you know, identity, mental health, even after their sports careers, why do you think this transition is so difficult, and what advice would you give to someone who's facing that?
Yeah. Ash, a lot of people don't even know who they are. We got a lot of grown men that still like are kids.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that to sound a certain way. I just say that because like we go through life without really realizing who we are. And it's because there's so many different influences. There's so many different distractions. There's so many different comparisons now. Right at our fingertips, we just go on our phone and we start comparing ourselves.
Yeah.
So, and then when you're an athlete, like your whole life revolves around that sport. So a lot of the times we don't even take the time to find out who we are. Like, when's the last time you went out to eat by yourself, or walked in a park, or just took a day to just like really learn yourself? A lot of us don't do that. And the cool like things to do in school aren't like, it involves hanging with other people. So you really never have your true identity. And that's kind of what this is about. It's like, hey, whatever it is you do in life, you have to personally develop as you progress, or you're going to stay. It's like a flower. Like, that flower won't grow unless you put it in a bigger pot. Mm. So it's kind of like that. It's like, that's my obligation while I'm here.
Yeah.
Is to just keep like growing.
Yeah. So if I hear you correctly, it's really, you know, a student athlete that's going through this identity crisis, mm-hmm. Is really, you know, in the words of the Honorable Sean Carter, allow me to reintroduce myself, right? You have to like reintroduce yourself to yourself,
right,
and figure out who you are,
right,
you know, what you like, mm-hmm. what your interests are, who you be with. But yeah. you gotta like figure out who you are, and that identity. So, but how, right? Meaning, you know, I don't know, he's like, you know, quiet, but like, man, for me, I'm blessed that I grew up in the era that I grew up in,
right?
Because there weren't as many distractions as they are right now. Like, the level of distractions will drive someone insane, to the point where like your boot, like just scrolling up your Instagram or TikTok will change your mood so many different times. Like, so how does somebody, like, especially young people, how do you like get grounded and keep your mental focus?
Mm-hmm. My first answer is, it's not going to change. It's always going to be God for me.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of sacrifice, just like Jesus.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of reflection. You got to really take a step back and fully immerse yourself in yourself and develop and cut off social media.
Yeah.
Like, when I wake up, I won't even touch my phone for the first 30 minutes, because that stuff really does affect your day. And like, just take the time. Like, when I first started out on my journey of personal self-development, I would read so many books. The first one ever, I think, was Rich Dad Poor Dad. But it was one thing in the beginning. He was just saying like my wants and my want nots. First, you have to realize everything like you want, obviously, and then everything you don't. And like you, from where I was from in Trent, I seen everything that I didn't want. But basketball blessed me to see everything I wanted. I was able to leave the country. I was able to go all around the country. But I also seen people that I grew up with getting locked up or killed. So I knew I didn't want that. I knew I didn't want to be like my brother. He got locked up. I knew I didn't want to be like my father that managed his time poorly. He couldn't make time to see us. I knew I didn't want that. My mom, I watched her work, break her back for years just to provide. I knew I didn't want to do that either. So first you have to really like take a step back and really realize what it is that you want out of life. Not just what you see. Really ask yourself, what do I really want? What's your why? That's always the first step of what we all do. Everybody in here, we all have our own whys. And if it doesn't light a fire under you every single day, you got to change it. Mm. You got to change it because that's all we got is our why.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And so let's talk about a little bit about your book, right? And so the pivot point, you talk about pivoting. What was your personal pivot point? And how did you, turn a setback into an opportunity for growth and leadership?
Yeah. It was a lot of them. I had a lot of pivot points, but I think the biggest was probably when I moved from New Jersey to Florida. Because again, right, go back to the flower, like I had to change my pot. I had to change my environment. I had to literally physically move myself from that environment. Because even, right, we talked about this yesterday, you knew you was different from a young man. I knew I was different. It don't matter though. Like, I still got homies back in Jersey that's different, but they're still there, though.
Yeah.
So it's like I really, it's almost like it's a life hack to move.
Yeah.
And explore and almost live like a nomad, right? Because you learn so much from just, like, getting on a plane or driving somewhere. Just seeing different dynamics of lifestyles, seeing how other families operate, how they show love to their kids. Like I was able to see a lot that I did want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what like taught me a lot about like personal development and really just like loving yourself and loving your life, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, we hinted at this, we talked about this. You made six figures in a summer, right? And, 24 years old, so still relatively young. I know grown adults who are still chasing that six-figure mark.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us a little bit about that. How did that happen? And how did it really change the trajectory of your life?
Yeah. So Vivint changed my life. When I first moved to Florida, right, when I moved from New Jersey to Florida, just trying to get on my feet, I had like a little part-time job, whatever. I started working at LA Fitness as like a little sales counselor. Wasn't making real good money, like it wasn't anything crazy. Ended up leaving that job because I was in the midst of writing my first book. So I was writing my first book as I was working at LA Fitness. Left that job, finished the book, ended up getting another part-time at Nike. Still wasn't making any good money. But I had somebody come in one day around my age. He just came up and was like, yo, you ever thought about doing sales before? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, cut to the chase. He was telling me all about the job and whatever, and it sounded cool, but I want some money. I'm like, cut to the chase. How much you make? He pulled out his phone and showed me his account. I told my boss, I need my 2 weeks. And I didn't even finish the 2 weeks. So it was like the Wolf of Wall Street scene. Uh-huh. Where it's like, yo, like if you this age, like me, you look the same, you got the same 24 hours, sign me up.
Yeah.
I went into an interview, they liked me, they hired me, and that was all she wrote. So door to door, that led me into that journey of entrepreneurship. I already started my brand and stuff, so I was already used to betting on myself. So I'm like, why not? What I got to lose? I got everything to gain, actually. So that's how my mindset was before I even got into it.
Yeah.
So there was no fear. It was all faith, if that makes sense. And it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But it's definitely for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, door to door is wicked though. Like that takes another. So if for those who know, like I was a banker, in my career, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was a top salesperson. Mm-hmm. I've managed salespeople,
yep.
door to door is just like another level though, right? Like at least for me, you know, as a salesperson, most of my sales were people who walked, they were walking into the bank.
Right.
And so I knew that they wanted something.
Right.
And so all I had to do was convince them
right.
that what I offered was better than
right.
what they actually wanted or whatever the case may be. In your particular case, like door to door takes a level of resilience. It takes a level of guts. It takes like literally, you know, I mean, no disrespect to anybody's religion, but I've always admired like Jehovah's Witness.
Right. 100%.
Right. Like Jehovah's Witness will.
If they were for Vivint Ash,
yo,
they'll do a million in the summer.
Word.
No. Because I'm fiance.
But not 100%. I mean, I talked about it yesterday. You're shedding your skin almost.
Yeah.
Because like you have to be willing. It goes back to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice your ego. Because there's some people come out the door like they'll scream at you. They'll yell at you. You just got to tell yourself, I love myself. And go to the next door. Hmm. But starting off, it's not that easy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to go through that learning curve.
Yeah.
Which is what I had to do when I first started. My first couple of days, I was getting the door slammed in my face.
Wow.
I was already like, I was halfway in, halfway out because I'm like, it's still so recent that I gave up the game of basketball.
Yeah.
So I'm still healing from all the trauma of like playing in packed gyms and traveling the world and being like taken care of by like my teachers and it just felt like a different lifestyle. So I was kind of halfway in, halfway out. So I'm like, yo, like, what am I doing myself? I'm sitting here knocking on people's doors.
Yeah.
So that second, third day, I was going to give up.
You worked hard to lay the foundation for your contracting business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can keep building it up with a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And since you earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you get even more from on-site overseeing. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And I'm like, God, like, just show me a sign. Give me a sign. Don't make it easy for me, but give me a sign, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then I found a cool lady that was really like interested in my story. And it's funny because like people don't buy a product, they buy you.
Facts.
If they want to be by you, BY, they want to be UY from you. Mm. So I learned that from like a young age. It's like energy doesn't lie. So I was honestly like that fourth day, I was just trying to tell people my story because I done been through so much, and she actually liked me. So she ended up getting Vivint. She walked me over to her neighbor that she was friends with for years. They ended up getting it as well. So I got my first two deals and made like $2,000 in that day. I'm like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, the way that money works now, that I see is like, I can't go back.
Mm. And so like a couple of things I'm going to unpack, which is powerful, was that the ability to not give up and keep going.
Right.
You are one win away from changing your whole life, right? Because it was that one win that was able to kind of set the trajectory, right? That was able to help you, you know, continue. And then once you saw it, you can't unsee it. It gives you the confidence to keep going. And there's a level of resilience that you got from it. But the other piece of it, which I'll be honest and just be full transparent with you, is that I haven't learned a level of resilience that allows me to start over.
Right.
And what I mean by that is when you're used to being the man, and then you go into an environment in which you're no longer the man, but you have to work your way back up to that, it's really, really tough. So I'll give you a prime example. Like, you know, I remember, you know, being a banker, working at the bank, and I had made it to the highest level of being a banker. I was a CEO of a credit union, you know, top in sales, all that other stuff or whatever. And when I decided to leave the bank and start entrepreneurship, it was really, really tough, right? Because most people didn't really know me, you know, they didn't know who I was yet. Right? So I had to build up this new guy. You know, money wasn't coming fast enough. I remember one time I tried to do real estate, and I was like, "Yo, I know real estate, so I'm a killer in real estate."
Right.
Same thing. I started out, you know, having to do cold calls and having to show people apartments. And to be honest with you, knowing that, yo, I was just a CEO of a credit union.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Now, I'm taking people to see apartments,
right.
it just felt beneath me.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
And it was like really very difficult for me to start from scratch. So how do you do that? Like, how do you know? Like, do you have to forget who you once were? Do you take who you were with you to this new space? Like, how do you swallow your pride? How do you not let ego take over when you know, like, I was just on top of the world, packed gyms, people screaming your name. Like, it was like you was that guy, and then now people are, you know, yelling at you, slamming the doors in your face.
Right.
Like, how do you pivot? How do you, you know, get past that?
Yeah. It's like what I mentioned before, is you got to change your why. It always goes back to it. I had to change my why.
Yeah.
Because everything I was doing beforehand was self-centered. Whether it was like basketball, just trying to like, obviously like reach new levels in life, it was all self-centered. So I had to really take a step back and ask like, hey, how can I be an impact to not only myself, but other people? And this first step is serving others. That's what Jesus did. He served others. And I truly believe what I do in my work is serving other people, because it's home security. Everybody needs that peace of mind. So I told myself that, and I also found a way to still share my story while I was doing so. So that's always the main goal. Like I said before, is to share my story and inspire people. So I never let that go.
Yeah.
No matter what it is I'm doing, no matter what room I'm in, I'm always going to carry that with me.
Yeah.
So again, it just depends on like each person is different. They all have everybody has their own story. You know that. But like for me, I just had to really sacrifice, like you're saying, that ego and that pride, because that can be like the death of you.
Yeah.
If you don't change, you're going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had to kind of like, it was almost like a rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to find out like what my true passion and purpose was, because I thought without basketball, I didn't have anything. But little did I know, I had everything after that. Mm-hmm. And that mindset of like, it's almost like you're changing your paradigm of thinking.
Yeah.
And it's like everything after that is like God will lead you in that next step. You don't have to have all the answers. It's not on you.
Yeah.
And you have to really have that faith over fear. And that's kind of what I talk about in the first book is like, hey, without that faith, you're never going to try anything different because you're comfortable. So that's kind of what led me into that.
Yeah. And I, you know, a bunch of powerful things. And I think that is blessing me. And I hope, you know, as people are watching, is blessing them as well, because something that I think that, you're 1,000% right. It's about getting rid of the ego. And you get rid of the ego by understanding your why, right? And, you know, Wayne Dyer says ego is edging God out, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so when you edge God out, right, you're leading with the ego. You're saying, I was the man. People were looking at me, you know, it's all about I.
100%.
Not realizing that it's all about who are you serving.
Yeah.
Right. And when you change that why, and so for instance, if you know, now that I think in hindsight, based on your answer, you know, all right, cool, you was a banker, you were serving those people, but now as a real estate agent, as an example, you're now serving people. People need a place to live, people need you know, shelter, and they want to feel comfortable. And so let me make sure that I'm not looking at it as you know, going to show people you know, homes is beneath me. Nah, yo, you about to help somebody
right.
live a better life,
right.
be more comfortable. This is their home where they're going to lay their head in. If I change that, right, I change that why into me serving. In fact, even from a perspective and you know, again, this is enlightening me in a way, because, you know, even, you know, me doing my podcast, at one point it was about, all right, yo, like I love doing
exactly.
this, right?
100%.
Opposed to saying, man, yo, let me, it's not really about me. I have an obligation. I'm really, really good at podcasting. Like, I'm really, really good at answering, asking questions. I'm really good at amplifying people's voices. And so that's the why. The why is, you know, because I like, bro, you already blessed my life through this interview already, so I already know that they're gonna be, and it's not even just about young people, they're gonna be people in general that's gonna watch this, and they're gonna be blessed by this information, by what you just said, by your story, by your resilience, by your ability to pivot, right?
They're
gonna be blessed by it, and I'm playing a role in that,
right?
And so how can there be ego in a role that I'm playing that's gonna amplify the voice?
I always say, like, the greatest inspiration is when the other party doesn't like for you, right? If you inspire me, but you didn't know that you did, that's the greatest type of inspiration, because there's no ego involved.
Yeah.
Because naturally you can, like, if you can feel like good when somebody says, yo, you're such an inspiration. But if somebody just, I'd rather somebody almost like not tell me, because I don't want that to get to my head, because I'm just a vessel.
Yeah.
Again, without God, I'm nothing.
Yeah.
This God wrote these books.
Yeah.
Like, God speaks through me. He walks through me. He talks to me. He loves through me.
Yeah.
So everything is, I always give it back to God.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get super religious, but that is who I am.
Yeah.
But
I think there's a difference. I think there's a difference between religion and spirituality. Like, you also are all, you know,
mm-hmm.
a child of God, you know.
Yeah. And I learned to sacrifice my ego just from everything that I've been through in high school, like getting in fights.
Yeah.
Because of ego, like being, just not saying no to my pride and ego. I could have walked away.
Yeah.
Name chasing in high school, trying to go to the biggest high school program instead of staying in public school or whatever. It was so many things that I could have like walked away from.
Yeah.
That I learned, like, yo, this is not how you get to the next level now. So it's about maturity as well.
Yeah.
And you start to get that. Maturity doesn't have an age. Again, it's always surrounding yourself in those type of environments. You're the average of the top five people you talk to every day.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a lot that goes in the door to door.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to lead it to, is, like, being in this field of work, it what did Rick Ross say? It's almost like you got to break or destroy something and then rebuild it.
Yeah, yeah.
that's what Door to Door did for me. Is like, yo, like, it really broke me. It really did. And I'm so happy and grateful now that I did it, because the doors that it's open for me, it's so spiritual though.
Yeah.
Just I believe Door to Door is the hardest form of sales.
I agree. Yeah.
So, but I have to knock for the door to be open.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, how do I say this? When you're out there, it's like complete solitude. Like, you feel so alone some days. Mm. We're not designed to hear no 100 times.
Yeah.
Before we hear it, yes, yeah. Yes. So like, no matter how mentally strong you are, no matter, like, if you don't go in there with that mindset of like, I don't care what the outcome is, all I'm worried about is am I going out there to do the best I can do?
Yeah.
What I worried about, am I going to get this sale?
Yeah.
I already know the sale is prepared for me.
Yeah.
Whoever that cool person is that wants to talk to Jordan Livingston, that's the people that I want to talk to. If there's not somebody I would want to like hang out and talk to outside of my work, I don't want to hang out. The deal isn't worth it to me. You see what I'm saying? It's just like what you told me yesterday. I'm not gonna work with everybody.
Yeah.
So, and that's another big thing. Is just like, you don't gotta chase what's not for you.
Right.
So that's another thing.
And that's actually another level of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Right, another level of you know spending your time in the way, or using your gift in the way that you're supposed to be using it, is understanding what's for you is for you and what's not.
Right.
About. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's, again, it's hard with people my age.
Yeah.
To have that level of maturity.
Yeah.
And that level of intellect, because again, there's so many comparisons.
Yeah.
There's so much instant gratification going on.
Yeah.
That you don't have the patience for the delayed gratification. And again, it's not just the sale that gratifies me. It's the ability to persist and to resist the temptations of quitting.
Yeah, yeah. And so talk a little bit, right? So now, again, you wrote the pivot point. You created a program, the Resilience Training for Student Athletes. One of the things I like about your program, there's a part of, you know, that focuses on actually chasing rejection, if you will. Like,
yeah.
why did you want to create this program, and why do you believe like chasing rejection mm-hmm. is the way to success?
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I'm chasing progression. I didn't like nobody likes rejection.
Yeah.
But I that was one of my weaknesses growing up. I didn't like to be rejected.
Yeah.
And you always get a piece of data in every no. Something that you can take from it, something that you can analyze. It was because I play point guard, so you have to analyze. You got to analyze the floor. You got to know, like, your teammates' strengths and weaknesses. So I always had that mindset. And in this job, and not just in this job that I do, but just in life, when you're rejected, you have to learn from it. That's the only way you can get better is by learning, is by the lessons that you receive. So, like, imagine if everybody told you yes. Imagine you got everything you wanted. Imagine, like, there was no hard times. As men, we need to conquer challenges. That's just how we're designed. So that's why I created this mastermind, is to create more, like, challenges for us to go out and be able to, like, conquer and to be able to work on our weaknesses, to be able to learn from our mistakes, to be able to just progress as human beings.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what this workshop will help us do.
Yeah, sure. No, I love it. I love it. 21, right? So you got 21 reasons to live. There's a connection to the number 21.
100%,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, salute to my brother JP, Josh Power, which is, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, I connect with him, because he has a, you know, great soul, but he also has an affinity
for
21.
Right.
Talk a little bit about
21
for you. What does that mean?
That's why I can never not talk about God, bro, because my name, my full name is 21 letters. I was born on the 21st of August. I turned 21 in 2021. Mm. So like that was my basketball number in school. My mom's birthday on the 21st of May. Mm. So like that number kind of always followed me. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
And you, as like gifted people, right? You have these gifts that you kind of can't explain sometimes. But they just, it speaks to you all the time. But 21 has always been like a divine number for me. And yeah, that's why I feel like me and JP got to connect, because it's deeper than just a number, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it just, it gives me that signs, like we get these signs. It's like when we're driving, right? We're not even able to get nowhere without no signs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just that, it's just direction for me. That's all it is. It's that number is just like a direction. Like, yeah, I'm going towards the right spot. Cause I was born when I was supposed to be born. I got the name that I was supposed to have. Like my birthday's on the day it's supposed to be. So everything is just like alignment.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's what that means for
them. And it's funny because the number 21 is, I mean, if you believe in like numerology and angel numbers, it's a three, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Two, one is a three. And so the number three in angel numbers is one, growth and expansion, right? So it encourages you to focus on your personal growth and expansion, to dream big. The number three is about creativity. So the number three can indicate that you have unique talents and abilities that you can use in any situation. Number three, which is talks about your divine connection to God.
Yeah.
And, you know, JP, same thing. The number three can represent the Holy Trinity, right? In some spiritual tradition. So talks about, divine presence. Career prospects. So the number three can be linked to career prospects, indicate that it's time to put your name forward for a promotion. Three focuses on trust for yourself, right? So it can be a sign to trust yourself, your magic and your wisdom. And then lastly, it represents hope. If you're feeling limited in your life and seeing a lot of threes, it could be a sign of hope.
So it's right here on the back of the book. Got it on the back of the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm super in tune with all that.
Yeah.
Again, it gives me that sense of assurance, that sense of direction.
Yeah.
Because we have to, we're so busy pouring out to others, trying to help other people, that sometimes we could forget to pour in ourselves. So that's kind of how I help myself, is just like researching this stuff, trying to learn, again, learning more about yourself. You can never learn everything about yourself, as we're constantly changing every day. So that's just another sense of direction for me.
If you're still relatively young, but if you could talk to your 15-year-old self, 16-year-old self, what advice are you giving young Jordan Livingston? Mm.
Saying no to my pride and ego.
Mm.
And really just being present.
Yeah.
Just being present. Cause I was, even when I was that young, I was always thinking about the future. And not really appreciating everything I had in that moment. Cause there's people that would like do anything to be in positions I was in. And another thing I would tell myself is just like really, 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 really dive deep into like the word and to just educate yourself as much as possible, to treat your mind like your body. Cause as athletes, we train it 3-4 times a day, right?
Yeah.
So treat your mind that way. Like work on yourself 3-4 times a day.
Mm.
We got 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
Like that's way more than enough time to get what we got to do done. Sometimes it doesn't feel like enough.
Yeah.
But it's like, what are you doing? What are we really doing every second of every day? You got to ask yourself that.
Yeah.
And hold yourself accountable to it. Because it's one thing to know it, but then it's another thing to act on it.
Yeah.
So, like, even though I would know certain things when I was 15, you got to act on it. It doesn't matter how young you are. God doesn't choose people by age.
Mm.
So, like, I totally believe, like, if you're sitting there at home and you're that young, and you know you're special, you know you're different, apply it.
Mm.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come and save you. Nobody's going to, like, you're going to have people like mentors. Like, I was blessed enough to have certain mentors in my life, but nobody really cares as much as you do.
Yeah.
And nobody will understand to care. So, like, you have this great vision, and I always had this great vision when I was that young, but I would get frustrated at my family members, my friends, because they wouldn't understand that vision, but it wasn't theirs to understand.
Yeah.
And again, I'm going to go back to the book of Daniel. They talk about it. It's all there. Even if you don't want to get religious, there's so many different stories are the most powerful, like, source of knowledge.
It's yeah.
Storyteller.
Yeah.
That's how I learned. So I would just read a bunch of different stories about people, different, like, people that inspire me or whatever. And I would learn from it, but I wouldn't always apply it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's what I would tell myself, my younger self, for sure.
Yeah. Besides God, money, or family,
mm-hmm.
what would you say your greatest assets are?
Hmm. God, money, and family?
Yeah.
Besides those three?
Besides those three, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would say it's a cheap answer, but love. Like, I really feel like I can light up a room. Like, I can really walk in and smile and have a good time and talk to different people. And it just, like, people tell me all the time, like, yo, like, you really inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people that's twice my age, though, just by just smiling and showing love.
Yeah.
That's the most simplest form of, like, inspiration, is just showing love.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest asset to me that I have. And then obviously, like, our time. But right now, I told you, like, and what I do, like, we only work this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I got time right now.
Right.
I got time today.
Right. Right.
So okay. I'm just investing all that time into myself.
Yeah.
Right now. That's what I would say my greatest asset right now is, for sure.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Y'all, listen, man, it's a powerful interview. I need y'all to go. We're going to put the links in you know, in the description. I need y'all to support both books, right? The Pivot Point, 21 Lessons to Live. You know, also, you know, check out his resilience training program for student athletes. But if you're a young person, or even if you're not, if you're looking to pivot and learn a little bit more about resilience, right, challenge yourself. Push yourself to kind of get to that next level. You know, definitely, you know, check it out. Any last words or any last piece of advice that you want to leave our audience with?
For everybody that's just going to watch this video that's at home, no matter age, I know we're specifically talking to, like, young adults right now, but anybody out there that's just, like, feeling like it's too late or they just don't have that, like, that fire in them, is just to really just, like, use this as not just inspiration, because that only lasts for, like, a certain amount of time, but just use this as, like, your motivation to go and find out your why, and if your why isn't strong enough, to change it. Because even us talking yesterday, like, you got in the game 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late.
Yeah.
It's never too late to make that decision.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to ask everybody that's at home to just decide.
Yeah.
Really, really decide. Because we're in a pivotal point in life right now. We're not going to get into all of it, but, like, it's all in front of us.
Right.
We have to pivot.
Yeah.
Or life is going to pivot you. So just take the initiative, go out there and just make that decision and find out what it is that you love, because it's not too late. You're just on time, and you're just getting started.
Yeah, yeah. Love that, love that. If people wanted to connect with you, where can they find you?
On Instagram, it's Live Through the Line. I have that on the link, and that's pretty much it. My website, www.liveempire.live, and we'll have that in the link below. Other than that, you're just going to keep seeing me grow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all. We are closing out the vault. Another powerful episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Make sure you visit us, InsideTheVaultShow.com. Follow us on all social media platforms at Inside the Vault. Me, I am Ash Cash. Make sure you visit me, IamAshCash.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at I am Ash Cash. We will see you same time, same place, in God's will. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that works just as hard as you do. You give 150% to your business, and so does your card. With 1.5 times membership rewards points on select purchases, you earn rewards that can take your business further. And with complimentary access to more than 1,400 lounges globally, including the Centurion Lounge, you can stay up to speed no matter where your business takes you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.